This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? You know why we call it What's on Your Mind? Pretty simple, folks. We love finding out what's on your mind. When you dial us up, a couple of you have called on a story we were chatting about earlier involving concern over a trip to India by President Barzani, in which he flew first class. Something not allowed in the policy of the North Dakota University system. Give you a chance to weigh in. Somebody else wanted to talk about another Enoch Thorsgaard that's out there. Can't have enough of those. We'll have some more of those comments at the bottom of the hour if you would like to share a comment, a question. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, brought to you this hour in part by B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, that's the name you know and trust, for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. You know what they say at Verizon? Because every moment matters. And that's what you love about B-Mobile. B-Mobile is a local family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones, so you walk in, you know you're going to get cutting edge, the very latest, on the smartphones, the tablets. It'll keep you connected, but also the personalized customer service. That's the service you deserve without the lines and the hassles. So, and remember, Verizon is everywhere you're at, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. And you'll find B-Mobile Verizon in Wahpeton next to Taco John's, in Jamestown across from the Buffalo Mall, in Bismarck across from the Lowe's, in South Fargo next to the Bowler, 2790 South University Drive. And lots of other locations. Find them at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Update on the Northwest Landowners Association Expo coming up in Stanley on February 2nd before we're done today. And then more of your calls, questions, and comments. Right now, the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, who is also a senator from Dickinson. Welcome back to the program, Senator Armstrong. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Very good. Good to hear your voice. Good to catch up. So you got to help us understand a bit of a head-scratcher here. This, I think, was first brought up by Congressman Kramer on the program, and when he was talking about it, I was just like, you got to be kidding me. That can't be the case. I've since heard from some other folks to say, it's good, it's bad, but really we didn't have any choice. This was kind of rules mandated from the national party and handed down. But essentially, like what's happening in Iowa in a couple of weeks, in New Hampshire, and then, South Carolina, Nevada, and some of these other states, folks get a chance to weigh in on who the nominee is on a particular party. North Dakota will not have that option. Tell us why.
Well, first of all, the RNC changed their rules between the last election and this election to say that if you held a caucus or a primary, that your delegates would be bound. North Dakota traditionally has always sent our national delegates to the national convention as unbound, and in our rules it actually states that our national delegates are free to vote their conscience. So as that process came about over the course of, well, quite frankly, the rule change was before I became chairman, but regardless, then we would have had to change our state party rules. And in order to change our state party rules, we activate our rules committee. It goes through a process. It does all of that. But I think it's more important to note that how we used to do our caucus really truly was a very informal process and closer to a straw poll that was run primarily in the urban centers across the state. And if we were going to bind our national delegates to the national convention, the process needed to become there needed to be much more central oversight from the party and a measuring metric and a more consistency as to how it was approached. And I can give you an example from my district. My district covers four counties and significantly more precincts. We used to hold our event at the Ramada in Dickinson, which obviously favored the urban centers, and that was pretty much consistent across the state. And if we were going to hold a caucus that would bind all of our delegates at the national convention, it needed to occur in a way much more consistent so everybody across the entire state of North Dakota would have an opportunity to participate. And given the nature of when we had to turn in our rule by October 1st of this year. So even people who think we need to have one did not feel as a state committee that we had time to adequately set this infrastructure up at a party level across the entire state.
All right, a couple questions. One on explain for folks what you mean by bound. Your delegates would be bound.
They're bound on the results of the caucus in the state. So if Donald Trump won the caucus in North Dakota on the first vote at convention, the delegates would be bound. But the binding isn't equal either. I mean, there's a lot of procedure and a lot of rules that go in here. You can bind them proportionally. You can bind them all or nothing. Some of it depends on the time in which you do it. And all of these things would need to be established in our rules and be a part of what our district chairman agree to accomplish when they become district chairman. To do it right, it needs to be done well, and it needs to be done fairly, and it needs to be done in a way where everybody in North Dakota feels that it was a fair process and regionally representative across the whole state.
But by being bound, in other words, if I go to the caucus and I vote for Donald Trump, but Marco Rubio wins, and the all the votes are counted, and Marco Rubio has more votes than anybody else, and I'm a delegate of the convention, then I have to go, despite being a Trump person, and I have to vote for Rubio and represent what the most North Dakotans wanted in the election. That's what you mean by bound.
Most people who showed up at the caucus, yes.
Yeah, so there was whoever, you counted enough noses on caucus night, and Trump wins, but I'm a delegate, and I was a Rubio guy, I am bound to go with what the majority wanted. That's what it means to say I'm bound.
Yes.
All right. And previously, that's not been part of the North Dakota Party rules to do that.
No, it's still not part of the North Dakota Party rules.
Yeah, so if I right now you go and you're a delegate, you go ahead and go with whoever you're going to go. Now,
yeah, and after delegates are nominated at our state convention, they have a lot of discussions about how they're going to approach that.
Why did the National Party do this, and is there any way to say, give me a break? You're tying our hands, and we're not gonna go that route. We're gonna fight this rule. Is there any why? Number one and two, and any way to take it on?
Well, why did the National Party do this? I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for it, and one is I think after the 2012 election and some of the stuff that went on, they wanted to kind of streamline the process and get more involved in a lot of different things. And I think as we move forward in the future, we will be addressing this in North Dakota. But if we have one in the future, we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it from the party infrastructure, and we're going to set it up and make sure it's done correctly.
Because it sounds to me like your hand was forced here by the National Party saying we're changing the rules and getting caught on the timing and everything else and being able to do it the way you'd want to do it accordingly. But it still stinks, doesn't it, to sit there and say, hey, we're opting out, we're not participating in selecting the Republican nominee for president?
Well, we are participating. We're participating at the national convention with our national delegates, and we have a very open process to how to become either a state delegate to vote on national delegates or a national delegate. You can go to any one of our district conventions, and 47 of them across the state, and sign up to be a state delegate. And at that point, you can go on our website and apply to be a national delegate. That'll be voted on in an open forum at the convention and things like that. So we will still participate in the process. We'll just do it in the way we've always done it traditionally.
Right, but that's just a lot less people that actually ultimately that participate either as a delegate, to the state convention, deciding who the national delegate is, or somebody who actually goes to the convention in Ohio and says, you know, I'm for this person. That's the unfortunate part, right?
And a primary is really quite frankly, at this stage of the game, I mean, that route would be very difficult to do in North Dakota. North Dakota is unique in a lot of ways. We're the only state without voter registration, and the parties typically run the primary events and things like that. So it would, I can't say this for sure, obviously, because I can't look into a crystal ball, but if we do get into this game in the future, and I think we will have that discussion will occur, and my guess is we will set up a metric to do this properly and appropriately in the future, but it will be a caucus process, not a primary process.
Is it a bad rule? I mean, do you like what the national party said are the rules?
I get a little concerned at the national level of what I call the political industrial complex. I think at the end of the day, I'm a states' rights guy as a senator, and I'm a states' rights guy as a party chairman. I think the national RNC should allow states to determine how they do these things and let them run it at the grassroots level. Just like as a party chairman, I like to let my district chairman run their stuff at a grassroots level.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wish they gave us more oversight of our process. Is the short answer.
Short break, back with more with our guest, Kelly Armstrong, chair of the Republican Party in the North Dakota, state senator from Dickinson, on why North Dakota will not have the traditional presidential caucus and or primary that it's had in years past. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Questions welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We'll be right back. season. This snow will melt. Things will warm up. Spring will be here before you know it. And guess what? You're going to want to be equipped with an Apache sprayer. Best warranty you'll find in the business. That's right. And I tell you, there's just a lot of things to like about the Apache sprayer. One of the things we talk a little bit about is that ET Ag Center. So once you have one, if you ever need a part for it, you have it right there at High Plains Apache. But that five-year warranty is things a lot of growers talk about. The only sprayer with a five-year standard warranty. Fuel efficiency, like no other. Less compaction on your ground, so you're in the field when your neighbors are not. It has that mechanical drive system, which results in a more rugged machine, makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. You'll find 750-gallon to 1,200-gallon booms to 132 feet. Use sprayers right now if you want to check out some of those. HighPlainsApache.com. Some very good financing deals. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. Mandan across from Bonanza. South of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29 at Frontier at High Plains Apache. More with I was going to call you a congressman. More with Senator Kelly Armstrong, state senator from Dickinson, chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Jeff and Minot has a question. Go ahead, Jeff, you're up.
Yeah, so this kind of, I have a couple observations here, and maybe Senator Armstrong can comment on them. So this move at the national party level kind of smacks of establishment Republicans trying to do everything they can to minimize the chance that anybody other than Jeb Bush gets the nomination. But then on the state side, there's no question that we have a bit of establishment Republicanism going on here in the state, too, which has led, I believe, to this practice of not binding the state delegates, our state national delegates, to the votes of the convention goers. So, it makes no sense to me. Why have everybody come together in North Dakota and cast their votes for whoever their choice is if you know at the end of the day the delegate's going to go and vote whatever way he wants without respecting the wishes of the voters?
Well, first I would say our national delegates do take, I mean, they weigh very seriously the respect of the voters. And secondly, I mean, a lot of this, and it sounds stupid, but I'm an ex-lawyer, but a lot of this was a timing issue, and all of these issues, the national stuff is obviously, we do things a little differently. The reason we do things a little differently is because we don't always agree with the national RNC either here in North Dakota. And the state stuff, I mean, the best I could say to that, this is, I'm so proud of our state guys, and we just had our district conventions in Fargo, and this is as grassroots as it gets. I mean, if you show up, I mean, they ran a top shelf operation the other night in Fargo, and I anticipate that'll be done across the whole state. And that's one of the things Roz and I have done as we started in this journey for the state party, is to really get involved at the organization of how we do things and make sure the process is run as openly and fairly across the entire state of North Dakota.
Jeff, anything else?
It just seems to me, I'm not saying that I'm a Trump guy, but I'm definitely not a Bush guy. And to me, this really looks to me like the national party is doing everything it can to make sure that Jeb Bush is the guy no matter what. And that includes rules changes. That includes cigar-filled rooms, smoke-filled rooms, and backdoor deals going on. They're doing everything they can to make sure that they're minimizing the chance that Trump or any other candidate other than Jeb Bush gets that nomination. And, you know, for us at the state party level to just knuckle under and not resist these national efforts to control things, it seems to me that we're just giving up, which is,
Jeff, I'm gonna
the Republican
interject.
Party is given up a long time ago, so I don't know why I'm surprised.
I'm going to interject a comment that has come from someone involved in the process, I believe, Kelly, John Tran, responding to Jeff, saying the RNC changed rules in the interest of giving the choice to the people based on the caucus or primary by binding the results. It was a good move, but it was ill-timed as it left us without the option to participate in a way that was equitable and fair. I mean, I was with Jeff And that's why I asked the question earlier. It seems to me this is the National Party saying, here is how you'll do it. What about John's point that, you know, binding the results of the caucus or the primary actually gives the voice to Jeff and the other people to say, hey, go there, participate, and the ultimate outcome is what will be North Dakota's, delegates vote. Who's right here?
I think, depending on your philosophy, I think they're both right. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on the national level when they're dealing with 50 different states. They have to fight with states who want to do their caucuses or primaries earlier. They have to set dates. They have to try and establish this. I mean, at the end of the day, the RNC is trying to elect Republicans to president. And, just from doing it at the statewide level, I mean, they've got all kinds of competing interests, both geographical and philosophical. And that's why we like to say we're a big tent. But I think at the end of the day, by setting up the process and doing it correctly and binding delegates, you will end up having more of a grassroots selection of the president.
Thank you, Jeff. Cameron, Crystal, quickly for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Good morning, Chairman Armstrong. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
I think overall, the idea of binding a delegate detracts from the whole process. When you elect a delegate at a state convention, you probably visited with the delegate that you're going to vote for, at least some of the delegates you're voting for. You know what their feeling is. Therefore, you will vote for that delegate, assuming he will vote in your interest. That shows, actually, the broad cross-section of political philosophy of the Republican Party in North Dakota. When you become bound in your selection process, to where even though you think XYZ is a very poor choice for a nomination on a national scale, and you're bound by the vote, even though you would vote differently, you cannot represent the people of North Dakota. Also, in effect, really as far as a primary in North Dakota on a national scale, we're so late in the game our population is so small, that we are not going to have much of an effect on that until it actually gets to the convention.
All right, about half a minute for a quick answer, Kelly.
Well, I think it's important to note that we do with North Dakota, and the other answer with our delegates, I just want everybody to know how we choose our national delegates. You can either be nominated from the floor of the convention, and our committee that goes through the applications is appointed by our four regional chairs. This decision is not made by the chairman. It's not made by the executive committee. We appoint 8 people from all 4 regions of North Dakota to sift through these, and it's a standing committee that we create specifically for this purpose. So it's not done by the executive committee. It's not done by the district chairs. It's not done by the state committee. The slate is approved by 8, 12, 13, when you get the whole committee together, it's 11 people across the state, all across the state, and they're grassroots people that volunteer to be on this committee.
Sorry we didn't have a time for a follow-up, Cameron. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Keep listening. And, Kelly, thanks for the time today. We'll chat again.
You bet. Thank you.
Now you know, folks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. I'll give you a number in a minute where you can get their catalog, or you can just go to Pipers.com and check out what they have planned here at Pipers Auction Company. Equipment auctions and exceptional land auctions in McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, McHenry counties, Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake for the equipment auctions. I'm looking at things happening yet this month, Divide County. Bunch of acres up there. Near Crosby, there's a two-day military guns and firearms auction that'll take place actually in Bismarck. That's the 5th and 6th of February. Midwest Farm Land Seminar. It's going to happen during the Cave Fire Agri International. It'll happen on Wednesday, the 10th of February, about 11 a.m. Another land auction in Stark County, Wells County on the 23rd of February, and then March really looks fun. Arizona action. Yeah. Some things happening down there, land seminars, and they have a big North Dakota picnic down there on the 6th of March. You're going to be keeping warm, snowbirding your way down to Arizona. Pipers.com. Pipers.com is the website, or again, you can call them and get yourself an auction catalog. Just dial them up at 877-700-4099. Pipers Auction Company, Kevin Pfeiffer and his team. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, we have a couple of calls and texts on different things. We have an open segment here, so whatever's on your mind to react to anything you heard today from Tom Fryer at the North Dakota Family Alliance, or Kelly Armstrong at the North Dakota Republican Party, or I want to talk about whether university presidents on the taxpayer dime in North Dakota should fly on a upgraded seat. Thumbs up or thumbs down on that. Talked about that story earlier today. What else? Lay it on me. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Roll a couple of those. Let's get to a couple of these calls that came in. We haven't had a chance to
be. Good morning, Scott. There was another Enoch Forsgaard, only this one was Pat Goggins. Passed away December 31st. Pat Goggins of Billings, Montana, another real family man and a real patriot. First issue of WesternAgReporter.com for 2016. It'll tell you all about him. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Good luck with that little bug you got there, or frog in your throat. But there's a lot of Enoch Forsgaards out there. I mean, in Enoch's case, obviously, 98, the legacy that he had on the rancher side with that feedlot and innovation, unique to him and that story, his family. But I think the caller makes a point. There are a lot of people out there. Tom Fryer brought up Enoch Forsgaard in the sense of, okay, he had a set of values, what he stood for, and here's what he built. Now look at the legacy that is left. That's so important to building the foundation of everything that we believe in and defending it, by the way. But there's others out there. I think we should celebrate him. Again, that's one of the reasons I said I'm going to go up there and talk to Enoch about his story. What brought him to this? How did he do this? And now I read that book of his like it's a roadmap. It's a treasure chest. Read it again and again with different ideas and tweaks you can do to your life. It's just fantastic. It's a great book, Enoch's Saga. You can get it for shipping. It's for becoming a friend of the North Dakota Family Alliance at ndfa.org. They have all the books now, keeping that legacy alive. But appreciate the call on the friend you talk about and also tipping us to where the story is. And if there's others out there as well, love to hear it. All right. Another one?
Mr. Armstrong, I'm sorry, but your party has already driven this Tea Party conservative away. As it stands right now, I can see absolutely no reason to vote for any candidate running with an R behind their name. You've gone out of your way to insult Tea Party conservatives such as myself. Little to no notice of the district conventions. I found out about it last week, Friday. I already had other plans for Tuesday. And don't give me this line of male bovine excrement that it was publicized. It was not.
All right. What to respond to there? I'm probably not the one to respond because he's talking, obviously, about Kelly Armstrong having been here. I will say this. I believe the ndgop.org website has, there's a tab called Events on it in which you can find where there are things that are happening. For instance, I go in there now and I find out that the District 36, 37, and 39 Lincoln Day dinner is February 20th, as an example. The District 6 Lincoln Day dinner in Botno is on Sunday. They have, then they have a link here to the district conventions that are happening. And all of them are on here. Okay? Districts 11, 31, 21, 27, 46, where that was at. That was on the 19th. 23rd. Whole host of those that are happening. 26. So I think you just need to find the website. That information is not, quote-unquote, hidden. Planned for a while, and they let people know where and when. So I don't know what you mean by hidden. So it is out there. John says, I'm out here working, and I got hungry, so I just got done having a tangy Cloverdale summer sausage sandwich. Oh, good stuff.
I don't have any here.
I don't either, and I should.
I have to drop some off like every week or so we always have some on stock? Or
I have it at home. I just didn't bring any along here, but thank you for loving Cloverdale tangy summer sausage as much as we do, John. And how nice of it. A listener just says, you know, I'm just out here working and I got hungry, so I'm having a sandwich. I wanted you to know. You know, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Mike, this is an email. Let's see. Jesse's on the line. We'll go to Jesse and then I have, I'll go to this first. It is state law to have a public notice 30 days prior to the district meetings. All the districts have to put an ad in the paper. It is law. All right. So, nothing nefarious, nothing hidden about those notices. And by the way, just the whole sentiment of the idea, you make me so mad, I'll never vote for another Republican again. It's so dumb to say stuff like that. You know, I get it, but it sounds like a kid wanting to take your ball and go home. Yeah, I would much prefer somebody say, you know, the party's so dumb, or, you know, I'm so mad, here's what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to run for office, and I'm going to show you how it's done. I'll get involved. I'll be at every meeting, and I will make sure that there'll be... Rather than, I'm not going to, I'm going home. I'm a little kid whining. Jesse and Bismarck's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Jesse, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of add on to your point because that's what I'm going to call about. That guy's kind of crying like a little baby.
we know what the establishment's doing. So, you know, Mr. Armstrong, whoever, they can say whatever they want. If you're voting for a president, you are not voting for whoever is running this state. That's where if you're crying like a little kid, you're not going to vote. You can vote for any candidate you want because all these candidates are not affiliated with the party of this state. Seems stupid. That's me.
Yeah, no, those are interesting points. I actually think you enable the establishment, if you will, sort of the good old boys club. The you know, we're going to do it like we've done it, and we'll show you pesky people. You enable them when you opt out like that and just say, I'm out.
Of course you are, because they're getting their way. They're trying to get people that are not going to vote establishment out of the voting process. So when you bow out, that's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Appreciate the call, Jesse. Thank you, and others welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. At least one other call off air. Go ahead and roll that.
Hi, this is Fred from Bismarck, and my opinion is since he broke this rule, they should make him reimburse the full amount, and the whole thing should come out of his pocket. That's what you get for breaking the rules. Have a good day, guys.
That caller is talking about the controversy we touched on at the beginning of the program, President Dean Bashani going on an 11-day trip to India, flying on a high-priced ticket. I guess in this case Delta calls it business class, but there is no first class, so it's basically the primo seat, and the price reflects it, $8,900 round trip. The policy of the state is to say you can't do that. Right now, because this has been brought up, actually the whole situation was raised initially by Bob Scarple, who's a representative from Tioga, and a longtime higher ed critic, to be fair. Bob is always needling, and his point was, what is he over in India trying to find students so we can get to 18,000? And that prompted Dr. Hagerot, who I don't believe knew about it. I'm trying to remember. I think I saw in one story he did not, and another that it was mentioned, but not, you know, sort of can I go, rather just a courtesy, saying that he did, in fact, confirm that this was not about recruiting undergrads. So, and President Bashani's actually sent an email from India answering some of this stuff. But right now, I guess the main controversy is over whether or not it was right to fly first class. I believe President Bashani was in first class on a trip down to Frisco. We were on the same flight. And I know we were in coach, but towards the front of coach. And, they pull the curtain and they serve the fancier meals and all of that. So I think that's... I guess a pattern, and evidently it's not something that's approved. So to the caller's point, should he reimburse for it? Well, maybe. Texter says the last minute or so of Sean Hannity last night, being the Fox News Channel, interviewing Ted Cruz, made it very clear he is the best clear choice for our country. Ted Cruz has a way of getting into a zone when responding to a question addressing a particular issue in which he's really good. You can tell the man has crafted his, I mean, arguing was his skill, right? I mean, he's done that before. He's clerked for Rehnquist and you know, spent some time arguing before the Supreme Court, right? I think I remember that, right, that he once argued before the Supreme Court. He's good, and he can make a case really good. So I don't doubt that. Didn't see it. Don't know exactly what you're talking about or what the issue was, but appreciate you sharing the sentiment. I think you're not alone there. Another texter says, Scott, please get Wayne Stengem on your show to clarify his personal view on supporting gay marriage. That sounds like you're saying he does personally support gay marriage. I don't know whether that's the case or not. All these candidates will be asked, all of these issues. As I said earlier, Doug Burgum was asked on a television show last night, are you pro-choice or pro-life? And he said neither. I think all of them need to answer just black and white, very clear. Tell us, and tell us why. We'll give you a preview of what the Northwest Landowners Association is up with their expo coming up in Stanley, Feb 2 next.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Full Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You cannot underestimate the difference you'll have in how you go about your life with a good night's sleep. Our friend Mike Lindell, we're due for a Mike Lindell moment. We're working on scheduling him, and Mike is the inventor of MyPillow. And this all started from him not having, you know, really having a lot of trouble sleeping. So about 10 years ago, he invented MyPillow to solve all kinds of sleep problems. So he personally guarantees it's the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And snoring, insomnia, neck pain, migraines, allergies, sleep apnea, RLS, TMJ. It's helped folks with all those and more. That's why it's now the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And they have some fun new stuff, too, if you already have a pillow. They have some sheet sets. They have MyPillow toppers. They have, you know, pillowcases, a lot of neat stuff. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT when you order. You'll get a good deal. Or you can call them at a very special number they've set up just for our listeners. That's right. We're special. And so are you. And just use the promo code SCOTT when you call them. That's the easy way to go at MyPillow. Okay, 800-506-9028. And you'll get a savings of 50% on your way to better health. It's the way to go. MyPillow.com or call them. 800-506-9028. Can't find Troy Coons. Scheduled to join us today. That never happens, by the way. And yesterday we had Mayor Brent Sanford, although we did eventually catch up with him, but he got tied up in a meeting and wasn't able to join us. And we can't find Troy now. But I will tell you what he was going to tell you, and that is the Northwest Landowners Expo is coming up Tuesday, February 2nd. Be here before you know it. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Montreal County South Complex in Stanley. If you are a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you pay nothing to get in. If you're not a member, $10. And given the low amount of membership, I'd just become a member because these folks are doing good work. Julie Fedorchik, Public Service Commission member, Dave Glott, North Dakota Health Department, Chief Kevin Connors, Department of Mineral Resources, Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council. They got a high-ranking oil executive that will be there. A lot of folks that will be participating in this event and allow you to interact. So they're doing some good work there. And it's just an opportunity for the members and general public to learn more about landowner issues and interface with the folks from these agencies and companies and elected officials. And here's what they're about: unbiased education regarding the current, where we're sitting right now, and the past resource development process. And, you know, many times landowners and residents have a hard time, you know, grasping all the terminology and the process and the regulations, and things move fast when you're developing resources. So Northwest Landowners really are a resource to help you overcome all those barriers. So they established back in 2010 to do just that and get a seat at the table. So landowners and stewards of the resources are together working on responsible resource development. Simple as that. And that expo, 10 to 3 in Stanley, a wonderful opportunity to hear from all those members and learn more about the good work that they're doing. Okay? So check it out. If you want to find out more about the event and about the organization, you can give Troy a call at 701-721-4258. And when you call him, say, hey, you're supposed to be on the radio. What happened? 701-721-4258. Hey, Troy, we're looking for you. Tell him that. And Scott Hinton says he can't find you. Have some fun. 701-721-4258 or online at NW for Northwest. NWLandowners.com. NWLandowners.com. Okay? You got it. Beautiful. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have for texts? I have no skin in the game, says this listener, but policies and procedures are supposed to be followed regardless of position. Are there exceptions to the rule for the president of the college? All right, let me come back to that question after we go to another texter. Hey, Todd, Scott, I've traveled extensively for work. Our company allows only coach. However, if you wanted to go, you want to upgrade to business or first class, the difference is at your expense. It's okay, but pay up. Quit wasting our tax dollars. Thank you. You know, that's to me the issue. I don't think a university president should be flying first class or business class or on a high. I mean, when you can go same ticket, authorize someone else who traveled with him, $2,100, his is $8,300. Come on. Come on. I guess the only argument I can muster against that is to say, hey, it's the university president, and if you have some policy not allowing them to, you know, to do that, then you're going to limit people who want to work for you because the university presidents, they travel in class. I guess. I don't know. An argument that we have to keep up with the Joneses. But until then, I don't want to, you know, I'm with these listeners. To answer the other question on what's the policy, the university system explicitly bans state-funded first-class travel but has no policy regarding business class, says Billy Joe Loris in a answer to a question from Grace Leiden from Forum Communications. So there you go. No employee can fly first class unless they say, hey, Mr. President, can I go first class and get approval? Think he's giving himself an exemption here? It's being investigated by Chancellor Hagerot, and we'll keep following it here. Okay? Travel alert for I-94 Montana border to Hebron. Icy roads causing difficult travel. Be careful. God bless.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property right issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlo Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlo Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlo Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlo Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlo helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlo absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.